And my question has to do with the plan of salvation.
Okay.
Now that was before the foundation of the earth, God had the plan of salvation, right?
Yes.
All right, now that plan of salvation was Jesus Christ dying on the cross, and we were saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, right?
By faith in his sacrifice, correct.
All right. Now, is there more to this plan? Because, like some of your former callers, I'm starting to wonder, why are we just going on and on and on? I mean, if the plan of salvation has been fulfilled through Jesus Christ, why can't he come now? I mean, it seems like it seems like the longer and longer he waits, the more and more souls that he's going to lose, not gain, because people are going to,
Oh, I've thought that before, Mark. I know what you're talking about. It seemed to me that why didn't Jesus come like 1 year after he rose to heaven? Why did he wait until we've multiplied to 6 billion people?
Right.
But you have to keep in mind, first of all, you might also ask, why did he wait until 4,000 years after Adam to come the first time as a sacrifice? And why is he waiting another 2,000 years before he comes the second time? That's because I believe he's coming soon. But the question is the plan of salvation just to save people? Is the Lord going to have the humans populate the world and he'll save a small percentage of them? And he's just going to take the cream of the crop and the rest are destroyed.
Sure.
No, I think the plan of salvation is much bigger than that, Mark. The plan of salvation is vindicating the character of God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a battle, a great controversy that's raging between the devil and Jesus. And in order for both parties to play out, so to speak, the characteristics of their government, the Lord is allowing the world to become ripe like a harvest. You know, Jesus in many parables compares the earth to a harvest. You don't harvest too soon or you don't get the ripe grain. The disciples one time, when they noticed that there were weeds planted among the wheat, they said, in Jesus' parable, the angel said, we'll go pull up the weeds. And he said, no, you've got to wait. You have to be patient. Let them grow together. And so the Lord, in many parables, has said it's important to be patient until the time of harvest. And God has his reasons. We will understand in eternity why it was best to let things reach this apex. Okay?
All right, I see.